You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Last week, Lizzie O'Leary, the host of our Marketplace weekend program, reported from the old industrial town of St. Helens in northwest England, which voted heavily to leave the EU. This week, she traveled to its sister city, Stuttgart, Germany. The two established a relationship after World War II, but St. Helens' fortunes declined in that post-war period while Stuttgart's rose. It now has one of the lowest unemployment rates in Germany, and Lizzie went there to figure out what makes it successful and how people there feel about the European Union.
Stuttgart is St. Helens' sister city, but there's little resemblance. Just take a walk down this impeccably clean street with boutiques, restaurants, modern buildings, and a violinist playing for change. And sibling opinions on Brexit, to stay with the metaphor, could not be more different.
I feel sorry for the English that they made such a decision.
That's Gunther. He's retired and was sipping a beer at a sidewalk cafe. He used to be an accountant, and he didn't want to give his last name, which is pretty common here.
We need a union. We don't need customs. We don't need borders. We need freedom of movement. We need to be able to choose where we work. And we can only have these things in a unified Europe.
That idea of a unified Europe with people moving back and forth clearly didn't fly with voters in St. Helens. But it's the bedrock of the economy here. 45% of people in Stuttgart are either foreign-born or the children of immigrants, and they've been coming here since the 1950s to work at some of the most famous companies in Germany.
Very great international companies like Mercedes, Porsche, Bosch.
It's Andreas Richter's job to promote those companies. He runs the Chamber of Commerce. He says people come here because the wages are high, the schools are good, and Germany wants them to come. It has an aging population, and it needs skilled workers.
You know, my wife and me, we have 4 children. This is a very rare decision. So it's a demographic problem in Germany in total. We have now, like Japan, one of the oldest populations. So we have a lot of business to do, but we have not enough people to do the business.
One aspect of prosperity that is immediately evident here, well, you can see it in the cars. Every car we've seen is in impeccable shape, and they're all really nice. Audis, BMWs, Porsches, Mercedes taxis even seem to be the car of choice. That's music to the ears of Daimler, Mercedes' parent company. That single-cylinder engine you just heard is from 1886. It's in the Mercedes-Benz Museum here. It's hard to walk past rows of shiny cars and exhibits about technology and not think of the Glass Museum back in St. Helens. That museum was largely about the past, an industry that's lost thousands of jobs in the last few decades. This one is about a company with 170,000 people working in Germany alone. As visitors leave, they see a digital screen projecting the phrase, "Can I contribute to the future?" over an image of themselves. And yeah, it's corporate messaging. But the people here seem to feel that way too. Angelica was walking her 2 young kids down the street in Stuttgart. I asked her what kind of Europe she wants for them in the future. Here's what she said.
I think it should be free for them to move and to live and to work.
I think it makes Europe bigger and more unified. I now feel more European than just simply being German.
In Stuttgart, I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.